From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. forces are reported to be in a heightened state of alert in response to deteriorating security conditions in Libya. The State Department says it's advising citizens against travel to the capital, Tripoli. The British government says it has temporarily withdrawn a small number of embassy staff. Reuters News Service is reporting that two police stations in the eastern city of Benghazi have been bombed. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Benghazi was the site of last year's deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in which the ambassador and three other Americans were killed. Congressional Republicans have launched several inquiries into what the administration knew ahead of the attack. The Texas plant explosion, initially thought to be an industrial accident, is now under investigation as a criminal matter. That blast in the rural community of West last month killed 14 people and devastated much of that town. The criminal probe was opened within hours of authorities announcing that they had arrested a West resident for allegedly possessing an explosive device, although, as NPR's Wade Goodwin explains, police are not saying if those two developments are directly linked.
In an eye-opening turn of events, Bryce Reed, a West paramedic who gave numerous press interviews and a moving speech at the Waco Memorial for the first responders, has been arrested for possessing a destructive device. Hours later, the Texas Rangers and McLennan County Sheriff's Office announced they were opening a criminal investigation into the plant explosion. Law enforcement have not connected those two legal actions. Bryce Reed gave a funny and moving eulogy of his close friend Cyrus Reed, a volunteer firefighter killed in the blast at a memorial attended by nearly 10,000 people. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The body of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev has been interred. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us he was buried in Virginia.
According to a death certificate released this afternoon, Tsarnaev's body was sent to a cemetery in Central Virginia. His uncle, Ruslan Tsarny, took responsibility for the body. He says his nephew was buried with the help of a coalition of faith communities. The body had been kept at a funeral parlor in Worcester, Mass., where residents protested its presence. Cemeteries in Massachusetts and several other states had refused to accept the remains. Tsarnaev was killed during a getaway attempt after a gun battle with police. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve is extending its oversight in the financial system. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told a gathering in Chicago that while the central bank's still monitoring banks, it's broadening its oversight to other kinds of institutions that, if unchecked, could trigger another financial crisis. Before the close, Dow is up 35 points. This is NPR News. All hope of a miracle may not be lost, after all, in the midst of Bangladesh's worst industrial disaster. As the death toll from a garment factory collapse surpassed 1,000, one woman was found alive today. Crews say they heard a faint voice pleading for help and immediately stopped the heavy machinery to carefully break through concrete and steel rods. Cheers erupted as the team pulled the seamstress known only as Reshma from the rubble, where she managed to keep herself alive on some dry food and water for 17 days. Local officials say Reshma appears to be in remarkably good condition. Britain's Prince Harry paid tribute to Americans killed in war as he visited Arlington National Cemetery today. The 28-year-old Harry is a captain and helicopter pilot in the British Army. NPR's Craig Windham reports the prince has recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
An honor guard came to attention as Harry, wearing his dress blue uniform, stepped forward to place a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. A crowd of people watched the solemn ceremony, which was punctuated by the sound of camera shutters clicking. Earlier, the prince visited an area of the cemetery where Americans killed in Afghanistan and Iraq are buried. Harry walked among the simple white marble tombstones, and he left a basket of yellow and red roses with a handwritten note. It read, "To my comrades in arms of the United States of America who have paid the ultimate price in the cause of freedom." Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Before the closing bell, Dow is up 35 at 15,118. This is NPR News.